On this New Year's Eve, December 31st, 2017, we offered to our brethren the opportunity to worship together on Sunday morning and not return on Sunday night due to the possible dangers associated with traveling on the highway during this period of time. And so it is that we're offering a service to those who are visiting in the area, who drive through, who may not have had an opportunity to worship this morning, to stop off and be with us, and to have a devotional thought to be presented to them briefly, and then go along their way tonight. This is the devotional thought for December 31st, 2017. One of the great passages of the Old Testament, one of my very favorite, is Isaiah chapter 40 and verse 31. They that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings like eagles. They shall run and not grow weary. They shall walk and not faint. The songwriter said, "Teach me, Lord, to wait down on my knees and to allow this to take place." Is this the teaching of the word wait in Isaiah 40, verse 31? When I was taught the Word of God, I was taught always to look at the context in which a passage or a word is found. And the context of this passage tells us that wait means more than just stop. It means something else. The passage, as you read along here, look for it and look what it says. They that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. I know that we get rest and we renew our strength in rest, but I know also that there's something else involved with it. They shall run and not grow weary. They shall walk and not faint. What is the scripture really trying to tell us in this passage? Young, when he presented his analytical concordance, went back to the family names of those words that are used. And this word for wait is the word kaveh in the Hebrew of Isaiah 40 and verse 31. What does this word mean? Well, in our English, the word wait means to stop, wait at a bus stop, wait for the bus to come by. It may be a waiter in the sense of we're at a diner and we're having somebody to wait on and take our order and place our order and bring our food our way, and he waits upon us while we do that. We give him a tip. It may be that the word wait carries with it the idea of waiting something out, an illness. It just has to be worn out. It just has to be waited out. And as a result, we finally get over it when we just simply wait it out. Those are meanings that are appropriate for the word wait in our English. The word stop at a bus stop, or the word for wait something out, or the word for wait in the sense of other things. But what does this word mean in kaveh? It means to wait in the sense of intertwining together. Like the strands of a rope, they may be weak within themselves. That person may be very weak within himself, of Isaiah 40, 31. But if he waits upon the Lord, if he intertwines his life with the Lord, if he goes with the Lord in his visits, if he goes with the Lord in his service of others, if he goes with the Lord as day by day he travels in a good moral way of life, what will be the blessing that he has? He'll renew his strength. He will mount up with wings like eagles. He will run and not grow weary. He will walk and not faint. These particular contextual thoughts about Isaiah 40, verse 31, tells me that word wait doesn't mean just to stop and sit down and rest, but it means to intertwine our lives with God. Waiting upon the Lord means for us to have Him present as we go about our daily activity in serving Him in this world in which we live. We will renew our strength, mount up with wings like eagles, run and not grow weary. We will be people who are blessed enormously because God is with us as we labor. In Acts chapter 9, Saul of Tarsus was persecuting those early disciples of the Lord. The Lord stopped him on the road to Damascus and said, "Saul, why do you persecute me?" How was it that he was persecuting the Lord as Saul persecuted those who were serving the Lord And the Lord promised in Isaiah 40:31 to go with those disciples as they taught his word. Then we find maybe an answer to our question. What does that word wait mean in Acts 9? Why, the Lord was with them, and as Saul of Tarsus was persecuting them, he was actually persecuting the Lord Jesus himself. What would you have me to do? Saul said to him. And the Lord said, go into the city, and there you'll be told what you must do. In Acts chapter 22, the story continues. And he was told what to do, that he might have his sins forgiven, and that he might be cleansed from them, and that he might be with the Lord forevermore, journeying with him. As he would wait upon the Lord in service, he would intertwine his life with the Lord day by day. So it is with you and me, an opportunity to know more about God's word and God's will. I really believe that the idea of Kaveh here in Isaiah 40:31 is not to sit and wait, not to delay, but to intertwine our lives, getting stronger and stronger with every strand that we intertwine. As the rope gets stronger and stronger, even to the extent in some countries they use these ropes and the hemp that is used there intertwined in order to form bridges, to cross over big precipices. And as a result, they find themselves on the other side because they're able to walk, carry animals and carry goods and services, because that rope is very strong because it's been intertwined with other strands and therefore becomes immeasurably strong. We'll become immeasurably strong as we intertwine our lives with God, that's for sure. And as a result, they that wait upon the Lord, Isaiah 40:31, shall renew their strength. May you renew your strength as you intertwine your life with God. Thank you for being with us. This is Robert Rawson, local preacher at the church here in Crockett, and we're glad to have you here tonight, and we wish you the very best as you travel about your ways and go into this new year of 2018.